I grew up in a house of guitars. So I'd come home from school when I was a kid, and my siblings and I would scatter around the house to do our homework or skive off. And as we did so, my dad would head to the stereo in the main living room at home, and he'd crank it up. Dad really liked blues. He really liked stuff from the 60s and 70s generally, but anything deep and dark, anything bluesy, stretching all the way back to Robert Johnson. It's funny how the music your parents listened to when you were a kid stays with you right throughout your life. And if you're anything like me, you go from rolling your eyes when you're 10 or 12 years old and wishing Dad would let you play something just a little more modern, to really appreciating and enjoying the music your parents listened to. So Dad's a bit of a guitar nut. He never really had the time or the money for flashy cars or jet skis, those kind of toys. But his guitar collection has been known, I think, to slip into the double digits in the past. Do you really need a 12-string and a Dobro and three electrics and a Baby Martin and that old Ibanez that I'm sure you haven't brought out of the case in at least a year? Of course he did. Dad would play guitar as he made dinner. So he'd get some lamb chops on and, I don't know, a pot with some veggies. Then he'd whip across the room and he'd pick up his guitar to play along with whatever he was listening to on the stereo. Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, The Stones, Cream. I don't think I've ever seen him as frustrated as when he got RSI in his thumb and he couldn't play for a couple of months. Anyway, sometimes when he was playing his music, Dad would quiz us. "Who's this?" he'd ask. He'd mock us, and he'd pretend to be horrified when his 13-year-old daughter couldn't correctly answer what year Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker first played together. "What are they teaching kids these days?" And one of my dad's favourite subjects was this guy. "The world keep on turning. I got to keep my feet on the ground." Can you pick it? Can you pick that voice? "But nobody saw me crying." I'll give you a hint. It belongs to a man whom Clapton and Jimmy Page rate as one of the best guitarists of all time. B.B. King said this: "He has the sweetest tone I ever heard. He's the only one who ever gave me the cold sweats." Still can't pick it? What if I told you he was a founding member for one of the most famous bands on earth? A particularly complicated and mercurial character, a man with terrible inner demons, who suffered awfully from schizophrenia, who disappeared in an LSD-fueled breakdown right as his band made it big. A man who spent time in a mental health facility, who once smuggled a shotgun from Canada to England and threatened to murder his accountant. Not because he thought his accountant was ripping him off, but because his accountant insisted on sending him royalty checks, and he didn't want any money. "Loved a little girl so good. She made my Lord down, but I come." This man is Peter Green. You might know him best for Oh Well or for Albatross, two of the big hits for the original Fleetwood Mac. It was this man who formed the band with Mick Fleetwood, this man who insisted the band was named after Mick Fleetwood, even though he was the prodigy. That is the voice and the guitar that me and my siblings grew up with. This is the man to whom Mick Fleetwood has dedicated his incredible new book. Mick Fleetwood's going to join me to roll back the years and discuss the genius of his old mate Peter Green right after the 10 o'clock news. Thank you.